All right. Hey, everybody, this is Rob, and I'm here with Jason, and I apologize, first of all, for the terrible sound quality. We are recording on location today at our local coffee shop, and we have some special guests here who happen to stop by our hometown of Kalamazoo, Michigan. We are here with Chris and Suzanne Zinsley. Together, they are Cardboard Edison. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. We're really so happy to have you here in town. It's always nice to meet other other people in the community.
Absolutely. Yeah, likewise.
Yeah, and thank you. Tell us what Cardboard Edison is.
Well, Cardboard Edison is a new game design and development company that Suzanne and I are in the process of forming. But people right now probably recognize us more for what we do online. We run a blog and a Twitter account for board game designers. And the idea is that we go out and we read blog posts, and we monitor forums and listen to podcasts, and we pick out all the stuff that we think might be useful for board game designers and put it all in one place.
And it's an excellent resource. I mean, it really... We like it a lot.
Yeah, we've mentioned on the show before. Yeah, and through you guys, we found the whole UnPub Network thing.
Yep,
which has been been so exciting. We've met a whole lot of people, made a lot of connections by watching your Twitter feed and watching who to watch. Basically,
cool.
It's been a great resource for us.
Awesome. Thank you guys.
That's what we hope people would
that's exactly
get
what you
out
want to hear, right?
Yeah. Excellent. What are your goals with it?
Well, we have some games that we're working on. And, you know, we'd like to see them published. We're hoping to get one or two of them out, one form or another, over the next year or so.
Right on.
Yeah.
Cool.
And, we're planning on continuing the Tips blog and hopefully helping aspiring game designers know what kind of information is out there.
Okay. Fantastic. I mean, our show is all about building a game. So you want to tell us a little bit about your projects, one of your games, if you would like to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. So the first game that we're working on, and this is the game that we actually came up with the game before we decided to create games. we sort of fell into game design. The game is called Skewfemisms.
Okay.
And it is a word game. It's a party game. It's a bit of a mind teaser game. The idea is that we have cards with everyday phrases on them. And there's a series of clues. And each of the clues is an alliterative phrase that has the same meaning as the everyday phrase. So, for example, the card might say fat cat on it. And the clues would be things like tubby tabby or pudgy Persian.
Okay.
So the more clues that you use as you try and guess the original phrase, the fewer points you get. So you want to try and get it as quickly as possible.
Okay, great.
And we hope to have that game at the UnPub event in Delaware in January.
Oh, excellent.
Awesome.
Excellent. Awesome. Yeah, we're sad that we can't make it to that. It's too far away from home for us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we came out here. Don't you think you guys could make it out there?
But we did just here today. I actually heard that UnPub is actually going to be at Grand Con next year in Grand Rapids. We've got a new gaming convention starting in Grand Rapids, which for you guys it's about 45 minutes north of here.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
I just heard about that. And I think that's exciting.
That's very exciting.
Anytime we can get to an UnPub thing, I think it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's great that he travels as much as he does.
Getting
to all the conventions.
Yeah. Well, they're doing great things for designers.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. We can't say enough good stuff about them.
Yeah.
So the Skewfemisms idea, I like this.
I do too.
So you know what the first thing I thought of, though, was as a designer? I thought, that's a lot of stuff you've got to think of. That's so much harder than trying, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's not even like Trivial Pursuit. Like, we need to think of a lot of questions. Like, we need to think of a lot of euphemisms and figure out how to. So how is that challenging wise? You know, I mean, maybe it's really easy for you.
Yeah, we actually, the way the game started was, Chris, since he's a journalist and editor, he's always looking for different ways to use words. So he created a computer program that you put words in and you then get the alliterative phrases. So we started playing it back and forth, like, oh, you know, giving clues, can you guess what I'm saying? And we did that, and then we did it with some friends, and everybody really liked this. We said, oh, we should make a game of this. And
oh, cool.
That's kind of how it started, and we've had lots of success. And people that have play tested it will sometimes, you know, just give us like a dozen phrases, two-word phrases.
That's a really good way to use play testers.
Yeah. They'll say, oh, you know, it'd be a good phrase. Hey, you should try this one. Do that one. Yeah.
That's great. So it really grew organically like that. Yeah. That's exciting. That's really exciting.
I'm intrigued that you started with a computer program to do this for you.
Yeah.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Not even kind of awesome. It's really awesome.
It's really awesome.
And I'm not even a programmer, and the little programming that I've done is not good. But it was good enough to get a game out of it. So.
Yeah. And that, yeah. I mean, that maybe you've already thought about this, but I mean, that seems like a game like that would really lend itself to be an app as well.
It could be.
Just being a database of, you know, whether it was a pass and play or a,
yep,
you know, a game that was linked via Wi-Fi or something.
Sure. Yeah, 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 definitely. I could see the pass and play. It, you know, the clue shows up, person grabs the phone. And yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Something like that. I mean, depending, I guess, on how, does it have a board? I mean, are you moving on a board to get points? Or are you just tracking points somehow?
Right now, just tracking, but we're thinking of probably adding a board to the final design.
Some kind of score track so that people don't have to grab the pen and paper.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Cool. That's great. What are some of your favorite games to play?
Well, we just started playing Lost Cities.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great, isn't it?
Love that.
Yeah.
I like it more because I beat him when we play.
It sounds like Rob and his
wife. Yeah, just like us.
So, we played Carcassonne.
Oh, yeah.
A whole
bunch. Yes.
Still have never played that.
Yeah, Carcassonne.
Really?
From what I've heard.
That's our gateway game.
Yeah.
That's the one that really got us into modern strategy type board game.
Yeah, same thing with me. Absolutely. Yeah. Cool.
What games do you?
Let's see, what have we been playing lately? Let's see, we got a game called Uptown.
Okay.
It's also sold under the name Blockers.
Hmm.
It's fairly abstract, but it's a large square board, and it has three by three squares on it, and you have a bunch of tiles with letters, numbers, and images on them, and you have to place them along the board, and the idea is to keep them together in a single grouping, and if you can do that, the person who has the fewest islands of tiles on the board, they're the winner.
Okay.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, we play so many.
Yeah. We've been picking up a lot of games. We counted how many games we bought on this trip, and it's about one a day.
Oh, no.
It's actually a little more. We were at, in Madison, we picked up like four more games.
Oh, yeah.
So up to about 20 games in a 14-day trip.
Wow.
Do you guys go to Gen Con?
We're going this year.
That seems like that's going to be dangerous. You're going to want to pace yourself.
Yeah, it's going to be very dangerous.
Because Rob took his wife and you bought like 14 games or something crazy like
12.
That? 12. Well,
yeah.
12 might as well be 14.
Right.
I bought like 4.
Yeah. My in the past, when I go alone, I'll come home with 3, maybe 4. But when the wife came, 12 games.
Because she was always there to say, oh, let's just buy it.
Yeah, right. It's okay. But if she's not there, then I go, I probably shouldn't. I don't know.
Well, fortunately for our budget, we picked up probably about half the games at thrift stores.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
So we got good deals on that.
Yeah.
Cool. And that is one really nice thing about Gen Con and all conventions. You can get really good deals on games.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to buy some games that are going to be $50, but I mean, you can get a lot. I mean, like you got Nightfall for free
because
it was damaged.
Right.
But they were selling it for $1 a copy anyways, so.
So, cool.
Awesome.
You mentioned you guys have more than just one game idea. You talked about Scoofimisms. You got anything else?
We have a lot of games that we're working on. We have a ton of small ideas.
We know the feeling.
I mean, we listen to your podcast, and it's everyone. You got a new pitch, and we're like, man, we got to keep up with these guys.
don't get too ahead of yourself, though, because we keep getting excited about the new thing, and you know, losing track of the old ones. It's actually a struggle for us.
Right,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not hard to come up with new ideas. It's hard to manage which ideas are important enough to do.
Put all your energy into. But yeah, but anyway,
That's actually one of the things that, that we've been trying to do is kind of regiment ourselves, make sure that every so often we kind of clear the decks and we know this is what we're going to focus on, and so that way we have our priorities set.
Yeah, it's so important, so important. I think a lot of designers have trouble with that.
Yep.
I've heard other designers talk about when they don't do that, what ends up happening is they don't get anything completed.
Yeah. Because
they're working on 10 different projects and they have to split the time that they have to do that between so many. You know, that regimenting is so important.
Yeah.
Difficult, but important.
That's, I mean, honestly, that, like, coming up with a working process for being a designer is a huge part of the tips that are out there, and,
sure.
and people are right about it a lot. So a big portion of the stuff that ends up on our blog for the tips, it's about the process of coming up with the ideas, working through them, finishing them, seeing them to completion, testing, all that.
We actually put it on a calendar, like when we're going to meet, what we're going to discuss, and I mean,
that's great.
Yep.
Try to be organized.
That's great. Yeah. Well, so tell us about this next game.
Yeah. So the second game that we're working on, it is called Tessin, and we are planning on bringing this to Unpub also.
Okay.
This is a real time card game. It's similar to games like Speed or Spit. I don't know if you're familiar with those. They're card games where it's all real-time, and it's a two-player, so one versus one. And in our game, you are collecting sets, and you also have warrior cards. It has a Japanese theme. So we've got samurai cards. Tessin is one of the Japanese words for the iron fans that they use in fights.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
So those can be used for both attack and defense. And the warrior cards, you will attack your opponent's sets as they're trying to complete them. And if you successfully attack them, they have to discard them. And when you're drawing cards, you can draw from your undrawn pile or from your opponent's discard pile. So you attack, they force them to discard, and then you get them for yourself, and you create bigger sets of your own cards.
Nice.
Sounds stressful.
It can be.
Yeah. Rob isn't smart enough to play real-time card games.
I don't do well with those.
He's not good at bananagrams. Or so I've heard from you.
No, I'm terrible. Yeah. But yeah, wow, that sounds really, really different.
That does.
Yeah.
We really lucked out with the artwork on this one. We don't know whether it's going to end up being in the final product or not, but for prototyping, it's fantastic. We went to the Library of Congress, and they have a great, great selection of historical artwork. Highly recommended resource for anybody who's looking for public domain artwork.
Nice.
Library of Congress, and they have a collection of authentic historic Japanese wood engravings.
Cool.
And so, really, really beautiful artwork.
That is a fantastic idea.
Yeah, it is. Because I was actually expecting you to say something like Chris Kirkman, remember, had talked about Morgphile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how, because have you guys played Carnival?
No.
Haven't played it, no.
But
no.
Some of the artwork in that game is just pictures from Morgphile, and he just doctored them in Photoshop.
Okay.
Because they were free to use. Mm-hmm. So, Library of Congress, so that's awesome. I would have never thought of that.
No, I wouldn't have either. That's fantastic.
Yep.
Okay, good to know.
And does it make it pretty easy in there to tell what's public domain, what's not? And
yeah, most of it is public domain, and where it's not, it's indicated.
Okay,
excellent.
Yeah,
what a great resource.
Yeah, thanks for that tip, Cardboard Edison.
There you go.
That's what you guys do.
That's what we're all about. All
right, cool. So let's throw out your website, your Twitter, all that good stuff for us.
Okay, so the website where you can find the tips blog is cardboardedison.com. Mm-hmm. And we're also very active on Twitter, and the handle is @cardboardedison.
And we have a Facebook page, Cardboard Edison, Chris and Suzanne Zinsley. Please friend us. We love to communicate with people.
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent.
Do that.
Yeah, we sure will. Cool. Well, thanks for coming to hang out with us, guys. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Great.
Appreciate
you guys.
Yeah,
coming
out
of town to see us.
Yeah,
it's good a pleasure.
Awesome.
And to all of our listeners, thanks for listening. Again, I'm real sorry about the sound quality here, but we wanted to meet with these guys and get something good here. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you later. We'll be right back.
Building the Game is a co-production of Imminent Entertainment and Poorly Designed Studios.